Blog Talk Radio.
Saturday morning, ready to get it started, baby. What's up?
Chilling. This week we wanted to go into love and life. It came out of a discussion with a number of sisters that I know, and the basis for the discussion is and was, you know, yo, as I grow, as I get more established, as I accomplish more things, the fewer and fewer people that who look like me are there. And I was like, but is that just in your industry, or have you found that commonality no matter where? And it's like, what I've gotten was some of them it's just in my industry. Others it's while I stay intertwined with things going on in my work and my industry so much, I really don't get to see much. Others it's just like, just in general. So I really wanted to bring some folks on and discuss that. And the angels will join us sooner rather than later. And we can have some discussions of involving that whole premise. But I definitely am interested in getting their take on what they're seeing and what they're feeling, because it is extremely important, in my humble opinion, to get, if you will, because right now, I don't have a clue at all, and what better way than to get the folks who are the subject matter experts in to give us a clue. But in addition to that, this week, Wednesday, two historical moments happened. Kobe Bryant retired, first guard to play for 20 years, and then
Black Mamba out.
Yeah, and then Golden State broke a 20-year record set by the 95-96 Bulls. They went 73-9, where the Bulls went 72-10. So they now are the reigning longest single winning streak in the, well, the greatest number of total victories in a single NBA season. So they just took down that record. A lot of stuff happening this week. And that was definitely one of them. In addition to that, we had the instances happen, the quakes in Japan, two of them back to back. Yo, this global warming shit is real. I don't get what jokers don't get, but this global warming shit is real. How you going to sit back and deny it as being a fallacy when you see all the evidence all around you? Like denying air exists, in my opinion. How do you deny that? It's there. You breathe it, it's there. Yo, I don't, but to each their own, I don't share in that at all. But it disturbs me. It disturbs me especially this year because we have a huge decision to make on who we want to run, who we want to be the figurehead of our country, and what direction we want the country to move in. You know, so it disturbs me. It really does, because I don't know how much time we left. How much time we have left on the clock, dude? I really don't.
While I agree that there are a lot of changes that's happening in our, you know, atmosphere and, you know, on Earth and under Earth and all this stuff like that, I don't think that there's anything that any one person can do. Now, we charge our commander-in-chief to do a lot. One thing I don't think that is attainable for our commander-in-chief is to change the climate. You know, and it's really one of those things where it's a collective effort from everyone who occupies this earth right now to actually pay attention to it and make adjustments and do whatever we can to improve our atmosphere or to improve our climate.
Right.
But I don't think that, you know, this is the one thing that we should be worried about as far as our next president in regards to what he or she is going to do to change global warming. It's such, you know, and I say that because people really write it off as it being just that simple. Oh, what is our next president going to do as far as global warming? It's really not that simple. I mean, this is something that's been taking shape for decades, where people have ignored it and, you know, just polluted the atmosphere, and thus our climate is changing. But again, man, I don't know, man. There's so many different things our commander chief needs to worry about other than what he or she is going to do to impact global warming. And, you know, us being the, you know, supposed to be the global leader, we have other things internally that we need to worry about first that we can impact greater than global warming.
The president's job is to lay down a good policy in which hopefully we can follow, meaning we being like the EPA coming through and setting standards for emissions. The environmental, them coming through, Flint, great example. You can only have so many parts per million of lead in the water, getting more strict on stuff like that. So companies and corporations aren't dumping their waste in the rivers and the streams and so on and so forth. So this is what fears me and scares me about the non-belief of global warming as a true thing, as a true science, as something that's actually here now, that's not just wait. But going away from what we were going to, so I'm going to bring the ladies in and have them get on to the main topic and discussion. Good morning, Angela. How are you?
Good morning. I do have to apologize. The environment, i.e. the pollen, is kicking my butt right now.
I'm with you, sister. So. You go ahead and do your thing, because you'll hear me clearing my throat and sneezing. So, I'll
so I apologize up front.
Okay. Hey, well, I took my pill this morning. I don't know what y'all are doing. Good morning, Chemo. How are you?
Okay, how are you? Same issue.
Oh, goodness.
Everybody laying down their disclaimers and stuff.
They make a pill for that. They make a pill for that. It's called Allegra.
Hey, that crap don't work, man.
I
got to chew my Allegra up.
I guess. Well, ladies, again, brought you on today to discuss your opinion, what you found, you've heard in your circles about love and success. How have you dealt with them both? What are the odds of you finding someone that you can relate to? Ethnically, socially, just on any given level, as you climb the ladder to success.
That's very difficult.
It's
very difficult if you really want to know the truth.
Why is that?
This is Angela, and I'm going to have to agree with her because it seems like as you climb the ladder, as I'm doing myself currently, you find fewer and fewer black males up there. So unless you start to change your mix a little bit, and it's kind of, in my case, it's kind of making me look a little bit like, well, am I wrong for just wanting to date a black man? Do I need to look at Asian or Latino or white or other.
Diversify your portfolio, huh?
Yeah, I know it. Because it's
you want to swirl it up?
That's the truth.
So
let me ask. Like, where are the brothers at?
So let me ask, what is it that you ladies do for a living, if you don't mind?
I am an accountant, like a CPA, as well as several other areas of study, medical and real estate, as well.
I'm the director of operations at a credit card processing company.
Wow. Okay. So Angela, you seem to be a jack of all trades in a sense. And you have issues finding that success in every industry that you're involved in?
Well, you know, first of all, and mine may be geographic, and I'm realizing that may have a little, not a whole lot, but a little to do with it because I'm in the South. But not the Georgia South, I'm in the South Carolina area. And what I'm finding is, in my current role, I'm director of finance, which incorporates quite a bit of avenues because I have different operations in IT, and so I have no choice because the finance role, the CFO role, is expanding and changing. But what I'm finding is there is just a lack of black men there to pick from. And it's not that you necessarily are looking, you know, I'm not going and going, well, where are the black men? But in the course of my day-to-day work, you know, you notice your environment and you notice I try to keep myself involved in civic activities, in, you know, a lot of community stuff. I sit on boards, the whole gambit. And it's just the absence of black men there. And when I'm out in the social scene and I do meet someone, I'm getting that, oh, you're that chick. I don't know what that means. Maybe someone on the panel could help me define what that chick is. But that's what I'm finding is I'm getting resistance because it's like I may be in one income bracket and they're not there. So in their mind, it seems like I'm not even a viable candidate.
They see us as we don't need a man. That's what my brother said to me.
That what?
My brother said to me, the reason why I have the difficult time that I do is because the fact that I'm already successful without a man makes a man feel like I don't need a man, or that I feel like, you know, I really don't want to be bothered with one. And I'm not a lesbian, so I don't understand why that perception is there.
You know, I've heard that too from family members and friends.
Yeah,
that have said that, because just because we are successful in our business genre does not mean that we don't need a man. We may not need them to financially support us, but there are other areas.
But here's the question, because no matter how evolved we think we are, let's acknowledge a couple of things. First off, men are extremely basic, and our desires are quite simple. We have certain expectations put upon us socially, both internally and externally, and those expectations are what we drive to be. That normal expectation is you are going to be the head of the household, and that is your role. Now, you come in and a young lady earns twice as much, three times as much, whatever, as you. How do you handle that? How does he then get comfortable? How do you make him feel like he's needed? How do you make him feel like he's wanted? That's a genuine question. That's a real question.
I can't make a man feel like I need him financially. I mean, but as far as emotionally, need a man, but I do not feel like I need a man financially. And the whole head of household thing, that's been gone a long time ago. I mean, there are very many women that are head of household that make more money than the male does, and their relationships seem to work out, so I don't understand why now at this point, where I'm at this level, all of a sudden I can't find a black man that can, you know, accept that factor and be able to move on and not feel like it's belittling or whatever. I mean, I don't get that. I don't necessarily feel like a man has to have everything that I have. I mean, that's just not the case, but I do feel like that I should be able to talk to you. I should be able to talk to you at the same level.
So quick question.
Hold on. Everybody, give me 1 second. Let's pause for 1 second. I'm going to need everybody to give me two shakes. I will hit you up directly. Call back in. Give me 1 second, okay? I need to end the show quickly, and I'm going to set it back up, and I'll call you all right back, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Give me 1 second. Thank you.